A pipe bomb has been defused outside the County Down home of a press photographer. Six homes were evacuated, and the discovery of the bomb in Mayo Bridge in County Down just after midnight. The residents were only allowed to return to their homes a few hours ago. The device was left outside the home of Mark Pierce. Now, I've been speaking to Mark just before we came on air, and he began by telling me what happened.
I don't know. A nightmare. What can I say? I was awoken from my sleep by the police. God bless them. That they came, battered my door, scared the life clean out of me. I went down to open my front door to be shouted at, don't open the door, don't open the door. Go to the back. Went to the back of the house. Opened to a policeman come in, told us that there was a viable device had been left at the front of the house. I had to get my children. I had to go and awaken my children, get them dressed in a panic, get them down the stairs, get them out of the house, get them up the side of the street and away from where the device was. It was horrific. All the neighbours, at that point all my neighbours were being taken from their houses as well. And they had all young babies. I mean, my children are old enough that can walk. These were mothers with like 3 and 4 month old children that were having to come out of their house in the middle of the night. I don't know what else you need me to say to describe what happened.
I'm just trying to imagine, Mark, when you opened that back door and the police were there, what must have been going through your mind? And they're telling you to get out of the house, get out. It must have been utter fear.
I mean, why was there a bomb? Why was there a bomb in the area? Was it the whole area that they were evacuating? It wasn't for another 4 or 5 minutes that it came clear that the bomb was actually at my home, beside my children, beside me. I still don't think that has sunk in, that it was sat up against my front door.
That people were trying to kill you, Mark?
They were trying to kill me. Oh, what am I? A press photographer. What sort of photograph can be justified to take the lives of my family, of me? I mean, I know they say what a picture's worth a 1,000 words, but it's a photograph. Does it allow somebody to come and take somebody's life?
How old are your children?
I have a 12-year-old son and a 14-year-old daughter.
How are they, Mark?
They're scared. They're tired. And I don't understand why somebody would want to take their father's life. Why would somebody want to spoil their family? I'm just coming to terms now. What sort of Christmas are my family going to have? Looking over their shoulders. And for what photographs?
And so the you were left in the situation where you had to rush your children out of bed, who no doubt were disorientated. You were left in a position where you had to rush your children and your wife out of bed. No doubt they were disorientated. And
yes, and we didn't know what was going on, where the bomb was, what was happening. And when we all gathered in the house 100 yards up the road, there was 4 of the 6 families living our street. We all went into that house. It was...
Did you see the bomb at the front door when you were walking past?
I did. I'm afraid, being the photographer that I am, I grabbed my children and I took my camera as well. And I was able to take a photograph of this, like, 10-inch metal device, cast iron with nuts on the end of it and a fuse that had been sat up against my front door. God forbid they had lit the fuse and not the door, or the fuse had stayed lit. I don't even know what it is. And if I had opened the door, or if one of my children had opened the door, or my partner, I'd been blown away. Going over it scared me more as to what could have happened.
And so this was a device about 10 inches long with nuts at the end of it?
Yes. Probably about 3 or 4 inches in diameter. A stereotypical pipe bomb.
Worth
a photograph.
Have you any idea why you've been targeted?
I can only presume it's because of my work, and I hope that the police service can hope the fact that it didn't go off. I hope there's DNA evidence left on the device and they're able to find out who it was. There is no specific reason as to why I would be targeted. Not that I'm aware of.
Mark, are you crying?
I'm upset. I'm upset for me and my children, and I'm annoyed that as a photographer somebody can think that a bomb is a justifiable way of challenging me over a photograph that may have upset them.
What are you going to do? What do you do after this has happened to you?
What do you do? I don't know. Look over my shoulder. There's nothing else that I can do.
The terror that is embedded in your voice this morning. This is the result of terrorism. I can hear what terrorism does to someone now. I can hear it.
You're right, it is. Foolish terrorism that brings nothing but pain.
Mark, the vast majority of people listening to this radio programme this morning will wish you and your family well and will be standing side by side with you. Now, I know that does not make much of a difference because it's a very lonely place you're in this morning. But we are all thinking about you, Mark.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks, and I just hope to get them. Hope to find the person who done it.
Mark, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you.